Hello, and welcome to the Astrology Witch Podcast. I'm your host, Tiana, and today we will be discussing the fifth house in astrology. And if you can hear all that racket in the background, I'm really sorry, but, you know, this is the best setup that I have. And there is some insanity going on my street right now. They're, like, arresting some nine-count felon down the street. So there's some craziness happening today. Anyway, we're just going to power on and pretend that's not happening because I don't want to wait anymore because I'm really excited to talk about the fifth house. The fifth house is actually kind of one of the more exciting houses, and I feel like it's definitely one of the houses in astrology that people tend to ask the most about. They don't necessarily go out of their way to ask about the fifth house if they don't understand astrology, but what they're asking about usually falls in the fifth house, like falling in love, having children, dating, creative self-expression. So let's get into this. And again, this bears repeating in this astrology house series, but a quick note I want to express before we get into it, as always, is that it is important to note that all natal chart placements are interpreted by various astrologers differently. And I encourage you to go and listen to other astrologers because they will give you an idea of how a person can interpret different placements and how they are similar and how they're different and which one resonates with you. And I think it's important, you know, to get a lot of different interpretations so you can decide what resonates for you for yourself and have a better well-rounded view of what is indicated for each placement. And keep in mind that the fifth house is one area of your chart, and without considering all other placements and aspects, it can only represent a small piece of the wider vision that makes up you and your life. Oh my goodness. There's like helicopters literally flying over. Okay, so powering on. In astrology, the fifth house is a succedent house, which means that it expresses whatever we start in the angular house, which precedes or comes before it. So whatever is in the fourth house is expressed in the fifth house. It's natively ruled by the sun and the sign of Leo. And it's commonly referred as the house of pleasures. The fifth house encompasses pretty much all acts of pleasure, love, and amusement. And it includes things like fun and games, hobbies, creative self-expression broadly, casual sex, dating, entertainment, and children, especially your first child. It rules over our pride, our ego, and how we express our joy. In the simplest way, the fifth house rules over the pleasure of being alive. When people look to have their astrological charts or tarot read, again, they're most often curious about fifth house things. Is romance in the cards? Will they have a child soon? Will their creative projects succeed? The fifth house is the house which expresses our desires and our path to fulfillment. How do you have fun? This house incorporates all forms of entertainment, hobbies, games, athletic games, and even recreational activities, including gambling and card games. The fifth house rules risk-taking, so the things you take a risk on in life, in love, and with your money. We make a risk of the heart or gut in hopes of a pleasing outcome. The fifth house rules our creativity and subsequent hobbies and pastimes. How do we give of ourselves and create something? This can be through art, culture, and creativity, or the physical act of making children, especially as it relates to a person's enjoyment. The fifth house rules over your wild side and how we seek out life's pleasures in all its forms. Your hidden yearnings and passions all will lie in the fifth house. What is your soul craving? Maybe you can find out by looking at your fifth house. The fifth house rules casual entanglements, infatuations, obsessions, and fixations, especially fun and amusing ones. It rules over casual sex as a fun entertainment or athletic exercise of your libido and stamina, flirting, dating, meeting new people, romantic affairs, romance, and the courting we experience are all included in the fifth house. The fifth house rules everything related to spontaneous self-expression, including drama, theater, and acting. Specifically, the fifth house rules play and fun, especially childlike spirit and youthful pursuits. How do we play and explore? How do we create and express ourselves? Do we use our imagination? Do we use our physical body? How do we celebrate and rejoice? The fifth house rules over music, dance, theater, art, literature, and play for the purpose of pleasure and emotional fulfillment. Children also land in the fifth house, especially the first child a person has. Even the gender and character of your firstborn could be noted here based on whatever planets, aspects, and the sign of the fifth house cusp. Your second child is noted in the seventh house, and your third child is usually noted in the ninth house, just in case you're curious. A person's general fertility situation could also be viewed through the zodiac sign and planets in the fifth house alongside any aspects. And how we give our children all the good we experienced can bring us much pleasure, so it lands in the fifth house. What forms of pleasure and recreation are best for our children, and what is our approach to that? Have you ever done anything uncharacteristic and later wondered what came over you? Perhaps a transit, a progression, or an alignment was lighting up your fifth house. At those times, people can have things like affairs or make impulse purchases or have a wild night of partying or gambling and generally behave like free-spirited children. The fifth house is often where new romance is expressed, your first kiss, the steamy hookup, and your idea of what a perfect date is. How do you like to be wooed and courted? What makes up the perfect love story? And through what lens do you view that romance? The fifth house also rules luxury and spending, specifically as it pertains to having fun. And this may include buying luxury items for your home or simply shopping for a new wardrobe, all in the name of enjoyment. Do you dream of being famous? The fifth house is also the house of fame. Creativity, fashion, wild self-expression, going viral, like taking the world by storm, captivating an audience, and taking up leader positions all land in your fifth house. The fifth house rules what we find most entertaining and fun. It rules how we have fun, what kind of romance we enjoy, and even the people we date and fall in love with. It encompasses our parental approach, what brings out our creativity, how we create and express ourselves, and what we find most fulfilling in terms of self-expression. So those are the basics of what the fifth house entails, and now I'm going to go through the placements as we usually do, and start with Aries. So if you have Aries in the fifth, this placement relies on independence and instinctive actions to drive creativity and self-expression. They seek to be an individual and express themselves freely. If positively expressed, these people chart their own path and act as healthy role models of authenticity. If negative, they can be exceptionally childish and selfish. At any rate, they're very competitive, energetic, resilient, and inspiring, and may have talents in athletics or independent creative pursuits. These people may enjoy a lot of activity, especially physical activity, and may prefer hobbies, which include physical fitness or labor-intensive or involve working with their hands. In love, they take charge and go after the object of their desire. It may also be important for their inner self-love and confidence to be developed in order to have healthy relationships. And in parenting, these people may be impatient, short-tempered, and highly active. If you have Taurus in the fifth, this placement prefers a conservative, careful, and consistent way of expressing themselves creatively or otherwise. They build creative outlets slowly over time and find easy, steady ways to enjoy themselves. If positively expressed, they're creatively consistent. And if negative, they may find themselves stubbornly stagnating in an expression which no longer serves them. That said, they are extremely self-sufficient and committed and may have talents for singing or music. And these people have an appreciation for beauty, which may lean toward hobbies or creative pursuits which stimulate their senses. And in love, these people likely prefer to be pursued, doted on, and given lots of affection. And in parenting, they may spoil their children, especially with gifts. If you have Gemini in the fifth, this placement enjoys expressing their creativity through mental channels such as writing, ideas, and communication. They may have multiple interests and creative outlets, and if positively expressed, these people produce new ideas and aid others in creatively expressing themselves. If negative, they can be unfocused or overwhelmed by too many ideas and become too distracted to produce anything of substance. They do, however, make great partners in crime for good times, come up with amazing ideas, and often make talented artists or are gifted in speaking and writing. In love, these people enjoy a lot of variety and intellectual stimulation. They enjoy a love that is fun, carefree, and not too serious. And in parenting, they may encourage intellectual development in their children and help them to develop many interests and hobbies. If you have Cancer in the fifth, this placement prefers to use compassion, emotions, and nurturing to express themselves and their creativity. These people enjoy having fun and being creative with those closest to them. And if expressed positively, these people are capable of capturing memories in their creative works and also nurturing others with their creations. If negative, they may employ their creativity to upset or hurt people. And these people make great leaders in competitive sports or comfortable or domestic hobbies, such as cooking or sewing or knitting. A lot of the really homey, cozy pursuits. They could also possess ancestral talents or generational creative gifts that are in their family line. Like if your grandparents were exceptional singers or musicians or writers, then that could be a thing for you if you have Cancer in the fifth. They could also, in love, these people are very emotional and will need to find their healthy emotional center before dating anyone. Otherwise, they could be very, like, emotionally sensitive or overly heated and take things personally. In parenting, they're protective, nurturing, and supportive. If you have Leo in the fifth, this placement is in its natural domicile, as Leo is naturally ruled by the sun and both rule the fifth house. Those with this placement prefer to employ performance, humor, and their playful nature to express themselves creatively. These people thrive in the spotlight. Like, these are your, like, actors, sometimes even, like, politicians, comedians. They might have Leo in the fifth. They really thrive just in the limelight. If positively expressed, they entertain others in profound ways, which impact them deeply. And if negative, these people become desperate for others' approval and may suffer from low self-esteem. These people, however, are positive, joyful, and generous, and they may need to overcome expectations of their father or parents and will need to develop a strong sense of self and character in order to find true happiness. In love, these people love grand gestures and are often dramatic, require a lot of attention, and are usually very affectionate. They might even want their love life to mirror like a rom-com or a drama or just whatever their ideal picture of, you know, the pinnacle of romance is. And in parenting, they often love children and encourage them to be happy and fulfilled however they can. If you have Virgo in the fifth, this placement finds that the best approach to self-expression is in a detail-oriented, inventive, and precise manner. They enjoy creativity that's useful and practical in solving problems and being of service. If positively expressed, these people use their inventiveness to organize games and creatively solve problems. And if negative, they become their own biggest critics and prevent their creativity from being fully expressed. These people are great at understanding organization and rules in order to make creativity and play both fun and efficient. And they may possess great talents in creative engineering or writing. In love, these people are often picky, logical, analytical, and want to find the perfect partner. They may have a tendency toward dating people who seem sad and damaged and may need fixing, so there should be an awareness to possibly not do this and focus on yourself. In parenting, they might be too critical and may need to learn to develop their compassion and understanding. If you have Libra in the fifth, this placement wants to be creative and express themselves in groups or with others. These people really value teamwork and social competition and creativity. If positively expressed, these people can make experiences fun for everyone and learn to include everyone and find unique ways to include others. And if negative, they are often imbalanced, have poor discernment skills, and struggle with clarity or decisiveness in creativity. That said, these people are able to make fun and games enjoyable for anyone who participates. They should take care to develop their own sense of independence and develop self-love in order to find happiness and fulfillment. In love, these people usually desire to be pursued and want someone who is charming, fair, and polite. They might struggle with indecision when it comes to narrowing down the dating pool to just one person. And in parenting, they are fair-minded and understanding. If you have Scorpio in the fifth, this placement has a preference to be creative and express themselves by harnessing themes of intensity, sexuality, power, and control. Their intense energy will often fuel their creative endeavors. If positively expressed, these people will create transformative pieces which impact others deeply. And if negative, these people may not have any hang-ups about doing whatever it takes to win, including theft and cheating. That said, they are often very fearless and determined and resilient in competition and when expressing themselves. In love, these people can be very changeable and might not stick with one partner for too long. They're often very emotional and possessive, short-tempered, or even controlling if they are not well-developed and, you know, taking care of their health and especially mental health and well-being. And channeling that energy into creative works would be better than channeling it into people. In parenting, they are protective, but they can sometimes be too smothering or possessive. If you have Sagittarius in the fifth, this placement enjoys a combination of exploration, adventure, and possibly even travel when it comes to harnessing their creativity and self-expression. They typically are very curious about the world and sharing their creative energies in many places. If positively expressed, these people offer their creativity on a worldwide or national scale and help others discover their own creativity. If negative, these people might act superior in areas of creativity and put others down with their sense of arrogance. That said, these people are very knowledgeable about creative topics and seamlessly fuse their creative pursuits while helping to promote others. They may possess unique gifts in the areas of philosophy, teaching, and travel, and should develop their sense of pragmatism to fulfill their potential. In love, these people want things to be fun and not too serious, and they might have a hard time settling down and prefer freedom instead. In parenting, these people are typically respectful, understanding, and might spoil their children just a little too much. If you have Capricorn in the fifth, this placement prefers a serious approach to self-expression and creativity in a way that is driven, productive, and ambitious. They may seek out positions of power and desire to be leaders in and obtain careers in their creative outlets. If positively expressed, these people are unstoppable and can take their simple ideas and manifest them into viral sensations. And if negative, they may be ruthless in their creative or competitive pursuits and believe that winning is everything. That said, these people enjoy expressing themselves creatively and accomplishing a lot in the material world via self-expression. There may be a need to overcome fear and panic and even guilt when it comes to expressing themselves and taking time for their creativity. They may also need to take time out and rest, as they tend to be workaholics, even in the house of pleasures. The key to true joy and fulfillment here is in recognizing that fun, love, and creativity need to have a certain level of spontaneity and carefreeness. They may be exceptionally gifted in areas of spirituality and history, and it may be important for them to develop a wellness routine where they take deep breaths, meditate, sleep, and build a strong spiritual practice. In love, these people are serious, practical, and take their time. And they're not really the typical romantics. They might be a lot more practical in the ways that they show their love, and not really into like writing you love poems or bringing you flowers. They don't rush into anything or act impulsively in love either. In parenting, they're often strict, serious, and work hard to teach their children valuable skills. If you have Aquarius in the fifth, this placement prefers to be creative and express themselves within group settings or by doing something unusual and unconventional. These people seek to discover their unique creative role and contribution to the wider community. And if expressed positively, they can fill a highly specialized role in creative groups. If negative, they might have unrealistic expectations, which sap the fun out of the entire process. That said, these people can be instrumental in ensuring creative collaborations stay on track and produce incredible works. They're also highly experimental and will try almost anything in the process. These people may need to develop deep friendships and a good sense of pragmatism. This position sometimes indicates lucky gamblers or unlucky gamblers that just keep thinking they'll get lucky, or unconventional artists or inventors. In love, these people prefer to keep things casual at first. They might want to start out as friends before even approaching dating. And nothing less than true love, especially something that's substantial, will do. Otherwise, they're just going to stick to casual flings forever. And they're not conventionally romantic at all and may enjoy doing things that are off the beaten path, like having a, unconventional, unusual date where they go skydiving or do something, that's not your typical thing. And in parenting, these people allow their children to be independent, authentic, and rebellious. If you have Pisces in the fifth, this placement enjoys using imagination and intuition in areas of creativity and self-expression. They may prefer to connect with creative pursuits from a spiritual approach in order to give life to their dreams and imagination. And if positively expressed, these people might serve as artistic muses to others or have limitless creative abilities. If negative, they might spend too much time wishing and never taking any action. That said, these people are capable of creating deeply spiritual and magical creative works and expressing themselves intuitively. It will be imperative for these people to develop boundaries, self-confidence, and self-love, and overcome any deep-rooted fears. Otherwise, deception, disappointment, and addiction or self-destructive behaviors may step in as coping mechanisms. In love, these people may struggle to figure out what they want in a partner and be attracted to others who need saving or who might save them, and they should watch out for the tendency to over-sacrifice for other people. These people may have a great love from their past life, which manifests in this one, and in parenting, they will do whatever is necessary for their children, and often that's too much. However, these people should keep faith in the beauty and goodness of humanity and never lose faith in finding true love. Okay, so that is all the signs. Now we're gonna go through the planets. Okay, so we are gonna go ahead and get started with the sun in the fifth. So, sun in the fifth is comfortable and natural as the sun naturally rules the fifth house. It often creates a person who's confident in themselves and freely finds self-expression and creativity in basically any medium that they choose. They may be affectionate, warm, and proud. However, if not, they might struggle with insecurities and self-esteem, be needy and constantly seek attention for validation, or become a huge partier in order to loosen up to feel comfortable enough to truly express themselves. These people love to be in love, they really thrive on romance and dating, and they may find excitement and fulfillment through having children. If you have your moon in the fifth house, this placement often has a constant need to discover new ways of expressing themselves creatively. And because of the moon's changeable nature, a person may have many wide interests and hobbies. And they may include fashion, the arts, and music, dating, or even having children. If they're in flow with the moon, they will find shifting from one interest to the next to be easy and comfortable. If they are also, in flow with the changing phases, they're often naturals at parenting. And if the expression of this is done with an unease, then these people may find themselves in an endless pursuit to express themselves fully through creativity or like dating a bunch of people or even partying. If you have Mercury in the fifth, this placement often enjoys self-expression through writing or languages. They may also be gifted speakers or comedians and enjoy sharing their interests with others. They will find romance through intellectual stimulation and invest in their children by sharing the arts, culture, literature, and other activities with them. If you have Venus in the fifth, this placement wants to be desired by others, which can sometimes cause conflict between wanting to please yourself and wanting to please others in order to be seen as attractive. And it's important to develop a strong sense of self-value and worth and fulfill your own desires before worrying about anyone else. These people enjoy anything sensual, beautiful, and pleasurable, and they enjoy having fun, especially when it comes to a good meal, a luxurious vacation or party, or enjoying the arts, culture, and music. And these people are often very charming, kind, and love being in love. If you have Mars in the fifth, this placement often finds joy and fun through physical activity or constant creative projects, but may be sensitive to criticism. They demand independence in creative pursuits and could become selfish and demanding in love if they're not careful. However, they are often very independent when it comes to creating works of art or whatever their creative pursuit is, and because of that, they can be very efficient at putting out, creations whether that's music or artwork, whatever their medium is, without prompting from anyone or help from anyone. If you have Jupiter in the fifth, this placement may never want the fun to stop and could be a wild partier who drinks too much or has a lot of affairs. They could get lost in their creative works and be free-spirited in their sense of self-expression. These people may also be gifted with social networking and social climbing to get where they want to go. They're the people that tend to make friends with all the right people, and those people just happen to help them, you know, get exactly where they want to go in life. And although they're not very likely to settle down, if they do, they may completely shift their focus to parenthood and children and have a large family with a lot of kids and be a really generous and adventurous parent. If you have Saturn in the fifth, this is a more difficult placement. However, it likely rewards a person after their Saturn return, like most Saturn placements. And until then, it could be quite difficult. So if you're unfamiliar what Saturn return is, it's usually like from the age of 28 to maybe like 30, 32, if you want to count like shadow residual energy. And then after that, this placement will be a lot easier. You'll have learned the lessons of Saturn. Okay, so Saturn the fifth. These people may fear judgment and criticism from others when it comes to their creativity and self-expression. They may feel uncomfortable or out of place at parties, in creative situations, or in social situations, or having fun, which may lead them to never drinking or partying in order to maintain total control. They might just have a fear of being out of control, so they might even come off controlling, even though they're not. They're just have fears to deal with. Dating could feel awkward, and they might struggle to understand the point of romance or courtship. That said, in time, these people gain more confidence in their sense of self-expression and can become quite skilled in the arts and other creative pursuits, especially because Saturn is willing and sort of forces you to work hard. So you definitely level up your skills, whether that's technically through dedication, because this placement will make you work harder. It is going to pay off, sometimes even more than less tense placements. If you have Uranus in the fifth, this placement is often gifted with authentic and usually very unconventional sense of self-expression. They typically utilize art or creative pursuits to bring life to their unusual or unique way of viewing the world. And Uranus in the fifth can sometimes indicate unpredictability or chaos in one's love life, such as sudden breakups because of the person's need for autonomy. There could also be accidental pregnancies or even adoption indicated here. If you have Neptune in the fifth, this placement has a true love of the arts and creativity. Sometimes they simply appreciate good art or music, and sometimes they're the ones creating them, but either way, it's truly impactful in their life. They're usually artistically gifted in some way or another, and they enjoy romantic gestures, beautiful scenery, poetry, and music. They often wish to be swept off their feet, but still desire freedom and love. And in fact, if you don't give them that freedom, they'll just sort of like drift away from you slowly over time. And Neptune in the fifth teaches children to appreciate the beauty in life. And finally, Pluto in the fifth. This placement takes creative pursuits very seriously and chooses artistic mediums carefully and deliberately. The seriousness of their approach and tendencies toward perfectionism could sap the joy from the process if they're not aware of it. However, that said, Pluto and the fifth people are determined, focused, and dedicated when expressing themselves creatively. In romance, they can be quite polarizing. When they're interested in someone, they're passionate, intense, and devoted, but if not, they can be very cold and sort of send like a really icy message to the other person that they're not interested in. And Pluto in the fifth brings a seriousness and a dedication to parenthood, or sometimes it can cause some difficulties in pregnancy. It really depends on the aspects here and, you know, whatever else is happening. And that is pretty much everything for the fifth house. I hope you found this helpful. This one's a little bit longer just because I know it's such an involved house and one that people are very curious about. And so I wanted to include all the different possible indications here, and hopefully it helps you to understand your fifth house placements better and what they could indicate for you and how you can fully express them. Because the entire point of doing this series on the houses is to help you guys to better understand each of your houses in your natal chart, and so that you can fully express the most potential from that placement as possible. So I hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to tell me what your thoughts are in this episode or give me feedback, I'm on social media. I'm on Twitter at AstroWPodcast. I'm on Facebook, the Astrology Witch Podcast page. You can follow there or send me a message. And I'm also on Instagram at Astrology Witch Podcast, where you can DM me anytime. You can also DM me if you want a natal chart reading. I do those there. And you can shoot me an email, theastrologywitch89@gmail.com. I also have a Patreon if you're interested in supporting me that way. I offer tons of exclusive content, including astrology reports for the full and new moons. And I also do early access ad-free episodes, exclusive merchandise, and other perks. So if you're interested in that, then check me out on Patreon. I'd love to see you there. And if not, I will see you next time. But thank you so much for listening. It means a lot to me, and I'll see you in the next episode.